Hallelujah. Amen. You know what? I said that, then I looked around, and there's some people didn't praise God. So let me say it again, and let me see if I can get you to praise God. You know, different people praise God different ways. You don't have to praise God like me. You don't have to do it like her, and you don't have to do it like him. But you praise God like you want to praise the Lord. Amen. Would you do it with me? Praise the Lord. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. I praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, I worship you. I praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wonderful, glorious, holy, living God. Jesus, I praise you. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Woo. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, wonderful God, I worship you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. We've already had our prayer request time, and God is going to work in every one of those needs that were mentioned. Amen. Praise the Lord. But in the coming week, on Tuesday of this week, our General Convention of the United Pentecostal Church is taking place in Indianapolis, Indiana. My wife and I are going there. I pray that God would, you know what? Preachers, and in particular pastors, need preaching. Amen. So I'm going there to hear the preaching, hear from God. I fully intend to be inspired, that God would lift me up and help me to serve Him. That God would give me direction for my personal life, for my home life, for my work life, and for my church life. Amen. That God would just lead us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that God would lead us together as this body, as this church. Amen. So I pray that you would pray for me this week as I attend General Conference in Indianapolis, Indiana. And God is going to do something very special. Today, I know it's been announced already, but right after church today, give us a few minutes to mingle, and as some people leave, if you would like to be personally involved in our revival that's coming up with Brother Crowder in just a few more weeks, just 4 weeks from now, Brother Crowder will be here with us October 20 through 24, Sunday through Wednesday. And our children's ministry of the United Pentecostal Church in Connecticut District is going to have a children's crusade here at our church on Saturday, the 20th of October, 21st of October. I get people to keep me straight, my numbers and dates. The 21st of October. Will be a children's crusade on that Saturday just before. In fact, I asked Brother Crowder to, he's not going to be the speaker, but he'll be here for our children's crusade. I asked him to help us work in the altar. There's going to be kids here that need the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's going to be a special time. God is going to move in a miraculous way. I know Brother McLaughlin had been with us a year ago. It just seems like not very long ago. How many people remember Brother McLaughlin coming? And it was an inspiring service to me. Amen. It was powerful. He's going to come again. I'll tell you more details after church. How about that? I'm not going to take the time to do it right now. We're going to plan out what we're going to do after church today. If you want to be included, well, then don't ask. Well, pastor didn't ask me to do anything. Well, show up at the planning meeting and we'll let you be a part. Praise the Lord. Turn your attention to Scripture, John chapter 14, beginning to read at verse 5 down to verse 7. Amen. If you'll turn there with me. John chapter 14, beginning to read at verse number 5. It's on the screen. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Tell you what, Jesus was identifying himself as the mighty God. Amen. We know who Jesus is. Amen. My topic today is going to be on truth. And my title is Living the Truth. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. I ask even now, Lord, that the truth that is in the Word of God, the truth, Jesus, of who you are, that, Lord, you are the way and the truth and the life. I pray even now, Lord, that in the name of Jesus, God, that you would give by the Holy Ghost anointing, Lord, for me to say of your word, of your truth and of your life and of your way. I pray, God, even now that you would touch every individual, every life, God, would be, Lord, touched by the Holy Ghost. And, Lord, we together, Lord, be sensitive in your leading today. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Excuse me if I sniffle. I don't know if anybody else has got sinuses going on, but the weather is doing something to my sinuses. I don't feel sick, but my sinuses are a little drippy. Living the truth. Truth in the Word of God. The word truth has a whole bunch of meanings in the world. In fact, there's a whole bunch of people out there that claim to have the truth. Amen. But in the Word of God, Jesus claimed that He is the truth, the way, and the life. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe that Jesus is the truth. Amen. Let me go to Scripture. There's plenty of other places, and I'm just going to touch on them today. But there are other portions of Scripture that I want to point out about this topic of truth. Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen me do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. God wants to change our thinking. Amen. By His truth, by His way, by His life. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. That ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto His kingdom and glory. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Amen. The truth, if you'll believe it, if you'll believe the truth of the word of God, it will work. The power of God in your life. Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 through 12. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. You know, God ain't going to have any problem overcoming wickedness. Amen. It's not hard for God to overcome sin. In fact, God ain't going to have any problem with the Antichrist, with Satan himself. God will not have a problem. Verse 13, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God... I think I'm reading the wrong one. I got to go to 2 Thessalonians. I'm back in my first one. Sorry about that. 2 Thessalonians, verse number 9. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 9. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. You see, the world is going to be deceived by the Antichrist. Satan himself is going to give power and signs and lying wonders. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth. I'm reading this kind of slow because I want you to see it. I want you to hear it. I want you to receive what it is that I'm reading right here. Because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. I tell you, we got to get ourselves to love the truth of who Jesus is. Amen. Of the Word of God. Amen. We got to learn to love it. Not just, oh, it's okay for some. No. It's got to be more than that. Amen. It's got to be more than just an occasional, oh, yeah, I read my Bible once this week. No, it's got to be more than that. Verse 11, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. It's a warning. In fact, it's telling us about what will happen. Our world, and we can see it. If you have spiritual eyes, you can see that our world is taken in a lie. Our world is taken in deceivableness of unrighteousness. They are caught up in the lie of Satan. Amen. That's why we need to love the truth. We need to love who Jesus is. We need to love the Word of God. Amen. We got to have a desire, a hunger, a want to for truth. Amen. People are asking, what is truth? Well, you can know the truth when you know God. Jesus said He is the truth. Know Jesus. Get close to Him. 2 John chapter 1, verse number 4. I rejoiced greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. Amen. As a dad, as a father, as a grandfather, I tell you, there is nothing more thrilling than having your children walk in truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. And there is nothing, you know, a child could become successful in their professional career and it would compare nothing to just walking in with God. Walking with God is more important than being successful in your professional career. Amen. Praise the Lord. True Christians develop a knowledge and a love for spiritual truths. And then Once we know them, once we have comprehended them, we hold on to that truth. I got to embrace who Jesus is. You know, the world is going to try to convince me some other way. But no, Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. You see, the God that I know is a true God. He is the mighty God. He is the everlasting Christ. Amen. God's truth, the truth of who He is, the truth of His Word will triumph over all of the opposition of men. Men are going to come against the church. They're going to come against God. And they're going to say untrue things about the Christ. You know, it is very probable and almost, in my mind, certain that the world is going to come against me because I'm trying to preach the truth. Because I'm trying to say there is no other way. There is no other way to salvation except by Jesus Christ. You know, and you know, the world is going to come against me for that. They're going to say that that is hate speech. You know, that the other religions are not true. If they're preaching any other thing except Jesus Christ, the mighty God, if they're preaching any other doctrine, any other teaching except Jesus is the mighty God, I'm telling you, they don't have the truth. That's going to be called hate speech. It's very possible I may be persecuted for that very phrase, for what I'm preaching right now, for what I'm saying that the Word of God is true and all other mankind is a liar. You mean the courts could be lying? Yes. You mean the president? You mean the government? Well, you know what? I pray for my president. I pray for our government. I want God to have His way in our land. I believe this is the land of the free and the brave. I believe that God has blessed our land. And I believe God will bless this land. But God is still Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. John chapter, let me go more scripture. John chapter 18 is where I'd like to turn your attention. Verse 37, 38. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou the king then? The governor, the government, the authority of the land. Pilate, art thou a king then? Asking Jesus. Jesus answered, thou sayest, I am a king. Jesus said, well, that's what they accused me of. That's why I'm standing before you. That's why Jesus was brought to a trial. And then he gives an explanation. Look at what the Word of God says. Look at what the Bible says here. He gives an explanation and continues. To this end was I born. He's about to give the answer to the question. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world. That I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate said unto him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find in him no fault at all. You see, Pilate understood what Jesus was saying. Pilate took in his answer. Pilate understood that Jesus didn't come to exalt himself. He came to tell people who he was. That's not a fault. It's not a fault to tell the truth. although our world is at the place where telling the truth may get you in trouble. In fact, telling the truth has gotten very many people in trouble. But still, tell the truth. Love the truth. Know who Jesus is. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. In every nation, in every generation, this was, I don't know how many generations ago, but Jesus was alive and being questioned by the government. He was questioned by Pilate, the governor. In every nation, in every generation, people have searched for truth. Pilate was looking for truth. What is truth? Was his question. The search continues today. People are looking for truth. People want to know the truth. When Pilate was passing judgment on Jesus Christ, he asked him, "What is truth?" Unknown to him, the truth stood before him. Jesus Christ himself is the embodiment of truth. Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. Standing before Pilate in life was Jesus. He had come face to face with truth. In fact, many people, even today, many people right now in our society, in this church, come face to face with truth. We've seen the miraculous works of God. We've heard the preaching of who Jesus is. We see the declaration and the Word of God of who Jesus is. We come face to face with truth. Yet, there are people in our world, and even, I would say, people that have been in this church that do not make the sufficient effort to live in truth. There's some that have come and there's some that have gone. And there, in our world, there are those that talk about truth, but truth is Jesus. Amen. We got to come face to face with who Jesus is. And you know what? You may have had another understanding. You may have heard other teaching. You may have been learned or taught another way. But when you come face to face with truth, you got to grab hold of it. You got to comprehend it. Amen. You got to take it unto yourself. You got to live in truth. The greatest commodity that can be bought is truth. Buy the truth. Sell it not. It's not. There is no price that they can buy the truth. Amen. It is worth more than any other commodity on earth. There is no sum of money that can buy the truth from you. Amen. There is no other possession that could be traded for truth. You see, truth is priceless. There is no price that you can put on the truth. It will set a person free from sin. Amen. What could a man give in exchange for his soul? Amen. John chapter 8, verse number 32. "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." If you know the truth, if you know that you know, and you know that you know, I don't know if that's redundant. I guess it is. But I want to know that I know that I know that I know that I know and just keep on going that I know who Jesus is. It's something I want to be so certain of. I want to know exactly who God is. I want to know all about His name. I want to know about His power. I want to know about, I want to experience His word. It's truth. Jesus Christ is the truth. Amen. Even if the whole world were to come against what the Word of God says, Jesus is still the truth. Amen. Put them on a scale. Well, which one? Weigh the evidence. Jesus Christ is all the evidence we need. He is Himself all of the evidence that is needed. Amen. To know that He is God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the truth will make, when you know the truth, it will make you free. Amen. Proverbs 23 and 23. Buy the truth. How about that? Sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Praise the Lord. I'm happy that there are a significant number of our church that are in our elements classes, amen, that we get to talk about the things of God and look at scriptures and identify who Jesus is and what does His word say, amen. We're going to, as the classes progress, you're going to see in the Word of God how He wants us to live, how to live the truth, how to serve Him with our whole heart, how to be pleasing unto Him. How to relate to one another. How to receive Himself. Praise the Lord. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Jesus is truth. John 14 verse 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. You're not going to get there by Buddha or you're not going to get there in some other name, any other name. You're not going to get salvation in God without invoking the name of Jesus. Amen. You're so narrow-minded. You're right. The Word of God is right, and Jesus is the only way. Amen. I'm going to preach Jesus Christ until I die. I'm never going to change this message. It's always going to be Him. It will be Jesus Christ now and forever. Amen. People many times plead ignorance and they have an excuse for not serving God. Oh, well, I can't because. I've had excuses. You don't even want to know how many times I've heard excuses. It's not reasonable to try to explain all of those excuses that I've heard. But there is something within the heart of a person which witnesses that the words of Jesus are true. Amen. What Jesus said in the Bible, in the Word, those words are true. Amen. Yes, there are many truths that can be found in the world. I'll have to openly admit. There are scientific truths. There are historical truths. There are societal truths. There is truth in arithmetic. Numbers don't lie. It's the truth. 2 + 2 = 4. Oh, but if you use a new math. No. Back up. The truth is the truth. The truth that Jesus Christ taught deals with all the facts of God. Science proves who Jesus is. History proves who Jesus is. Society proves who Jesus is. Arithmetic proves who Jesus is. I tell you, the truth of who Jesus is can be found in all truth. Praise the Lord. Even nature speaks of the truth of who Jesus is. And He made the stars also. Amen. That He spoke it from nothing. Don't believe the lie that we crawled out of a mud puddle. That's just... No, God made man, formed him with His own hand, and breathed the breath of life into his nostrils. Amen. You did not come from a mud puddle. Amen. Praise the... That's the truth. Praise the Lord. Jesus equates Himself to truth. Jesus is the soul-saving truth. Again, from John 8, verse 32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." To know Jesus, to know who Jesus is to know the truth that sets a person free from death and hell. Amen. Now, I may die. In fact, this flesh is destined to someday die. Amen. But you know what? I don't have to be bound to hell. Amen. I can be saved. Amen. Jesus Christ is my Savior. Amen. The Bible reveals that in God's time, in the truth of Christ, will subdue the world. It cannot be destroyed or defeated. Jesus Christ founded the church on Himself. And even the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church. Amen. Praise the Lord. Love Him with me, would you? Lord, I love You, Jesus. I praise You, God. I worship You. Thank You, Lord, for the truth of who You are. Praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of truth. John chapter 15, verse 26. "But the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, He shall testify of Me." When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, it is the world's best, most convincing confidence. God is real. Woo! You might have been wondering, well, is God real? Well, you just get yourself in the house of God. You listen to the preaching of the truth. You comprehend who Jesus is. You receive His Word. You repent of your sins. You get baptized in the name of Jesus. You get your sins removed. I don't know how many people have told me, you know what, when I came up out of the water, I felt lighter. I don't know if you lost any ounces or grains or grams or if you lost any weight by getting baptized. But I guarantee you will feel lighter. Because the weight of sin has been lifted from your soul. It's the truth. It's the truth. It's the truth. Pamela, did it feel good to get baptized? She's the latest one to get baptized. Did it feel good? Yes! Yes! You know what? It don't ever, 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 never is it going to go away. Amen. It never leaves. God will always be with you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I forget where I... John 15:26. A telescope is used to bring the celestials. They got these, They got telescopes now that reside out in outer space. Used to be the Hubble, and now it's the James Webb. They make telescopes, put them out way out there in space, and they're not hindered by the light of the Earth and the atmosphere, and they can see. So they make telescope, very specialized telescopes, and it helps them to, they say, peer into the darkness. I've heard them, you know, say that they've pointed the telescope in a completely dark area where it looks like there's nothing. And when they look into the telescope that they invented, they see millions of things where they thought it was dark. You know, that telescope didn't put those millions of things there. That stuff was there before they ever even turned that thing on. You know, as a kid, I had this little telescope, and I'd look at the moon. You know, the moon looks pretty cool on a full moon night when it's bright. But when you look through the telescope, man, you can see the craters and you can see the detail. And, man, it looks really cool looking through my telescope. You know what? The moon was cool before I ever even looked at it. Me looking closer didn't change the moon at all. God was great in His creation before I even understand. Much more than I could even understand. And God gives us a spiritual telescope. God is good all the time. You say that with me? God is good all the time. Amen. God was good before I even knew He was good. God is going to stay good even if you don't think He's good. God is still good. Amen. And just like that telescope brings in clarity, God gives us the ability by the Holy Ghost to bring clarity to who He is, to the truth of the Word of God. It becomes more precious when God brings our understanding in even closer. When God magnifies Himself in our life, when God brings the truth of the Word of God even unto life, it becomes proof in our own living. It's wonderful. It's glorious. It's powerful. Praise the Lord. Amen. The telescope didn't change anything, but our understanding was enhanced. Amen. When we receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, when the Spirit of truth is in us, that doesn't make God any better. It just makes Him better to us. Amen. We understand He's better. We understand He is more powerful. We understand He is the truth. Praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost leads us into truth. John chapter 16, verse 13. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you things to come. You don't have to be afraid. What's this world going to come to? You know what? The world, I can tell you right now, the world is going to fall to pieces. The world is going to be in tremendous turmoil. The whole world, including where we live. But you know what? I know that God is with me. I know that God is going to help me. I know that God will preserve me. He will keep me. He is the truth. You mean God can keep you through a disaster? Yep. You mean God can keep you through tribulation? Yep. I believe God is able to keep you no matter what the world does. Amen. The Holy Ghost will guide you into truth. Nothing else will open your understanding except the truth. Amen. A guide is especially needed by mankind. and the church in our sinful and confused world. Our world needs help. The Holy Ghost has a perfect knowledge of the way. The Spirit gently leads a Christian who puts His truth in him. Amen. We can trust the Lord. The Holy Ghost cares for us and is with us in all circumstances of life. Amen. I was young, and now I am old. But I have never seen His forsaken. I've never seen His be forsaken. Amen. God has always taken care of His own. God has always cared for His people. The Spirit of truth is gentle. Now, the Holy Ghost sometimes will maybe step on your toe or hurt your feelings. You know, maybe you might be offended by some of the preaching. There would be those that would be offended, I'm certain, of the preaching that I'm preaching today. That Jesus is the only way. That there is no other truth but Him. There are some in our world that would be offended by the preaching that I'm preaching right now. But yet, Jesus Christ is the only way. Amen. He is gentle, like a dove. In guiding us into truth. He leads us into truth by showing us direction and giving us illumination. He enlightens us. He gives us understanding. He will give you revelation of who He is. Of His way. He'll even show you of things to come. He never pushes. He doesn't push us beyond what we desire to know. If you don't want to know God, don't worry about it. Because God is not going to reveal truth unto you unless you want the truth. You got to want it. You got to learn to love it. Amen. You got to want the truth to receive it. Amen. Satan opposes truth. Satan does not want you to hear what I'm preaching today. Satan doesn't want you to know the truth of who Jesus is. Satan wants you to believe a lie. Satan misleads and he deceives people even yet today. And many will believe the lies and be lost. Jesus said that there is no truth in Satan. None. That he is the father of lies. John 8 and verse 44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, but there is no truth in him. That's the devil. No truth in the devil. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. Satan, the devil, is the father of lies. You got to be careful that you're not caught up in the world and that of Satan and of sin and of lies. The Antichrist is going to come to power. It's not a question if. He will come to power. And the devil is in opposition to the truth. He will fight with all the power of Satan and hell and of sin against the truth. This truth is going to cost you because you're going to have to fight to believe this truth. He wants to bring confusion. The devil wants to confuse your mind. He wants to confuse the truth. And he stalks us like a Bible tells us, like a roaring lion that he seeks to destroy. If he can devour you, if you let him, he will. But you got to let him. Don't let Satan lie to you. Believe the truth. Love the truth. A Christian needs to guard continually against the attacks of the devil. You're not immune because you go to church. The devil wants to deceive you. He wants you to believe a lie. He wants to draw you in. He wants you to be deceived. But through the blood of Jesus Christ, by the infilling of the Holy Ghost, by His plan of salvation, by that verse, Acts 2:38, we can be saved. We can believe the truth. We can know who Jesus is. 1 John chapter 4, verse number 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. You're going to overcome the lies. You're going to overcome the deceit. You're going to overcome the world. You can, yes, overcome sin. And have overcome them because, here we are, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is the power of the truth that is in you than the lie that is in the world. That which is in us, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost, is greater than Satan's deception. You can live for God your whole life. Amen. I was telling the Elements class this morning, it's my high aspiration to be that 90-year-old guy in the back pumping my arm, preach! Hearing the Word of God, preach! Maybe I won't be able to do it anymore, but I'm going to be right there. I want to be a part of what God is doing. I want to hear the truth. I want to be a part of it. It's my high aspiration to live for God all of the days of my life. Forever! I never want to go away from truth. I always want to hold on to who Jesus is. I always want to know the truth. 1 John chapter 4. I read that one already. 1 John chapter 4, verse 3, the verse right before it. You see, in the last days, in the last time, get ready. I believe this is in our day. I believe it's coming to pass right now in our newspapers. It'll come to your smartphone as news feeds. You're going to see that God will allow Satan to employ an agent called the Antichrist who will attempt to destroy truth. The whole world is going to come against what I'm preaching today. The whole world, the whole of society, the whole of all of the governments on the face of the earth are going to come against what I'm preaching today, that Jesus is the truth. 1 John chapter 4, just the verse right before, verse number 3, it teaches that the spirit of the Antichrist is right now in the world. The spiritual opposition has existed from the beginning of the church. But its climax will be when the man of sin is revealed in the last day. Antichrist. 1 John 4, verse 3. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. Anybody who comes against this truth or preaches any other thing by the Word of God, not because I say so, but because right here, the Word of God, you can put your finger on the page. Every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. No, you've been told. The Word of God told you. No, I'm telling you. And even now, already, is in the world. The spirit of Antichrist is in our world right now. The world is going to come against what I'm preaching to you today. The ungodly, they're going to follow the Antichrist. They're going to be deceived. They're going to be led. They're going to just line up in droves by the millions to follow the Antichrist. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. They're going to be convinced themselves. This man has the answers. How can you go against this man? This man of sin. This man called the Antichrist. Why will... Did I read verse 12? No. Verse 12. Let me read that one. That they might be damned. They're going to believe a lie that they might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. If you don't believe the truth, if you don't believe who Jesus is, you'll be damned. Your soul will be lost. Now, those are that might hurt your feelings. Might hurt the. In fact, if this recording gets out on the internet, there's going to be some that are not going to like what I'm saying. But it's the truth. Jesus Christ is the life. And He is the way. And He is the truth. Amen. Why are so many people going to follow the Antichrist? Because they are self-confident. Even religious people around the world are going to follow the Antichrist. The scribes, the priests, the religious elite of the days of Jesus Christ did not understand who He was. Religion is not going to save you. You have to have a relationship with Jesus. You got to have Him in you. The world does not have the answer. Pharaoh's heart was hardened. He did not want to hear what Moses had to say. The world will marvel at the miracles and the powers of the Antichrist. Don't be deceived. Political power will cause some to join the Antichrist. Yielding to sin. A person soon becomes a slave to sin. The sinful lifestyle will lead a person to destruction. The Antichrist, the man of sin, will be destroyed along with all those that follow him at the returning of Jesus Christ. Love the truth. To love the truth is to esteem and highly value. Do you esteem and highly value who Jesus is? Is it important to you who Jesus is? Do you love who Jesus is? If we do not have a love of the truth, we will perish. We will believe a lie, and it will cause us to be destroyed. Christians have to live in truth. I'm trying to wrap this up. What a man thinks about grows on him. If you dwell on whatever it is you think about, whatever it is you dwell on, grows on you. Be careful what you dwell on. Dwell on Jesus. Oh, I think I'm going to make a lot of money in my business. Well, that's okay to make money in your business, but dwell on Jesus. Amen. The Bible teaches us to discipline our thoughts. Paul wrote, think on these things. I already read it. Philippians 4:8. Talked about trust and honesty and justice and pureness, lovely thoughts, good reports, virtue, things worthy of praise. Think on good things. There's an old term, an old computer terminology. I don't know, GIGO, G-I-G-O, garbage in, garbage out. If what you're putting in is garbage, then your life is going to get garbage out. Amen. We got to live in truth. Receive the truth. Walk in truth. 2 John chapter 1, verse 4. There's only one chapter in John. Verse 4. I rejoice greatly that I found thy children walking in truth, as ye have received a commandment of the Father. John gave a commandment to walk in truth. And our musicians, singers, if you would come. The life of one who walks in truth is pure. It's consistent. And will be one of faithfulness. If you are walking in truth, you will be faithful to Jesus Christ. Amen. John gave a commandment to walk in truth. The life of one who walks in truth will be pure, will be consistent, will be faithful. This short epistle in 2 John chapter 1, the word truth is used 5 times in the first 4 verses. Truth is the true doctrine or teaching of Jesus Christ. And following Him means walking in His truth. Yeah. Amen. Stand with me. In conclusion, let me just refer. I'm not going to go there. I could read a bunch from this portion of Scripture. Jeremiah chapter 36. But let me just summarize it for you. Jehoiakim, king of Judah, received a book from Jeremiah the prophet. As this portion of the Word of God was read to this boldly defiant king, he took a knife. I don't know, a lot of guys my age got a knife and pop, Pastor, you got a knife. Just about any time you see me, I have a knife in my pocket. This king took a knife, and as they were reading, he was sitting by a fireplace, and the parts he didn't like, we don't need that part. You can't take the parts of the Word of God that you don't agree with. And fold the knife carefully and put it back in your pocket. Take the whole word. The word teaches us about that verse of Scripture, Acts 2:38, and how to be saved. That's the truth of the Word of God. The truth of the Word of God, if you'll look further at it, it tells us to live a holy life for Him. You can't cut that part out. It tells us to pray, seek His face. Amen. It tells us to walk worthily of our calling. Amen. He is very clear in His Word. You got to love the truth. Amen. As our musicians and singers play and sing as we close this service, I'd like to ask you, would you have a love for the truth today? Would you raise your hands with me and declare unto God today, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I thank you that you are the life, that you're the way, Jesus, and that you are the truth. I worship you. Would you worship the Lord with me? I invite you to come. This altar is open. I invite you to close this service in magnifying Him and loving the Lord and worshiping Him. Appreciate and love the truth of who Jesus is. Come, this altar is open. Come, let's pray. Come, magnify Him. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I praise you. I need you. I worship you.
To your hand I commit again with all I am for you, Lord. You hold my world in the palm.
Oh,
36, Jehoiakim, yes. King of Judah, and how that Jeremiah brought him the truth, brought him the word, brought him what God said. And yes, he cut out pages from the scroll, from the word, and he threw them in the fire. You know, the word of God, the prophecy came against him that he would have a terrible demise. That his body would be put out in the heat of the day and the cold of the night. That he would have a terrible death. And you know what? The word of God was true.
Hallelujah, Lamb of God. Yes, it is.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
The word of God is still true today.
Jesus. Yes.
In the last closing 30 seconds of this service.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'd like us together to lift our hands and love the truth of who Jesus is. Would you join me? Lord, I love you, Jesus. You are the mighty God. Jesus, I love the truth. Lord, I love for the truth of who you are, the truth of your word, the truth of your leading, the truth of my life in you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Jesus.
We will worship you, Lamb of God. We believe.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. We believe.
Love it.
God. We are a believer.
Live
Hallelujah,
it.
Jesus.
Live the truth.
Yes, Lamb of God.
In Jesus' name. God bless you. You're dismissed. In just a few minutes, we'll have a meeting in the fellowship hall about our revival coming up. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Everyone's invited. If you'd like to come, you're welcome to come.
Hallelujah.